Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And this is the Atomic Beam Lantern, the new tough grade lantern that's stronger and brighter than other lights. And now the technology used by U.S. Special Forces is available at home. Just pull it open to turn it on. You'll get 360 degrees of super bright light. Close it to turn it off, and it retracts into its combat-ready case. It's super light and packs up tight. Look, flashlights shine a beam in one direction. Other lanterns use standard LEDs that look white but are not bright. But we use the brand new Atomic Beam LED flat panels that are blazing bright. They
throw Jim Tirano filling in for Nick DiGilio this morning. Be here tomorrow morning as well from 2 to 5. As I said, I'm staying here till 5. Hopefully you will too.
So strong, it can survive a 50-foot fall.
How about that? The atomic lantern can survive a drop from 50 feet. I don't think we could even survive that. How great is that? Have you been sucked in by that claim?
The atomic beam lantern.
From the atomic beam lantern, just one of the many, many as-seen-on-TV products that, especially right now, as we are entering the holiday season, our TVs are just cluttered and littered with as-seen-on-TV products. And I have to tell you, they are tempting. They are tempting. I love watching these commercials. And the funny thing is, I had never bought anything. I knew the commercials by heart. I knew the products. I would sit at home and say, you know, that's not a bad idea. I would, you know, maybe I should buy that. That looks cool. Oh, here's my favorite whatchamacallit, whatever it is. It was the funniest part, talking about how the cosmos works. I was talking about these one day with a friend of mine. And, you know, just real quick conversation, just came up for whatever reason. Not even a long conversation, just a quick, oh, you know, I think I even mentioned the atomic lantern. There were three that I was really jonesing on for a while. It was the Hurricane Spin Broom. Have you seen that? It takes the place of a broom and the little waste, what is that thing called? Dan, what's that thing called that you
waste bin?
What you sweep into.
The dustpan.
The dustpan. And so the whole idea is that there's these two spinning wheels with kind of bristles on them, and you push it like a sweeper, and the bristles pick up the dirt, and then they shove it into a little compartment, and it's better than a dustpan and a broom, because as they say in the commercial, it's completely correct. How many times do you follow that line? You keep sweeping with the dustpan and it leaves that line, then you push the dustpan behind it and you sweep, and that damn line keeps following you until you just, I don't know about you, but I will give the dust line 4 swipes. Then I will give it up, and I hate to tell you, I just take my foot and I kind of move the dust around. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to walk 17 feet to get rid of this damn dust line, but it is there. So the Hurricane Spin Broom is supposedly, at least the way it was on TV, eliminate that line and pick up. This was the amazing thing that turned my head. Not only did it pick up dust and dirt and the usual things you might find, you know, in your kitchen or in your living room, they had a ham sandwich. A ham sandwich sitting on the floor. And they used the Hurricane Spin Broom, and it picked up a ham sandwich. Now, I don't know if it works on bologna. I don't know if it works on peanut butter and jelly. But I do know it picks up ham sandwiches. So I said, wow. Because as I said to you before, I am very Felix Unger-ish around the house. I drive my wife crazy. I like everything in its place. Even ask Dan. look at how, you know, I've got all this, the chairs are all lined up here.
They are.
I got all my papers in front of me. They're not askew.
Your Christmas decorations are staged.
They are staged, yes. I am very particular. And maybe some people say I'm anal, and that's a polite word for what I am. But that's just the way it is. And so when I saw this spin broom, I'm like, you know what? I need the hurricane spin broom. But I'm like, am I really gonna order the hurricane spin broom? Am I really gonna spend $19.95? As I said earlier, the marketers must have determined that we will pay $19.95 for an impulse buy. We will not pay $25 or $29.99, but we will spend $19.99 because that seems to be the price for everything. Hurricane spin broom, $19.99. Atomic lantern, $19.99, which is another thing I looked at. You know, we've got a patio in the backyard, and so we'll go out at night sometimes, especially in the summer, and we don't have the backyard lit. And so we have like a little lantern, but it doesn't really throw too much light. We have a little fire pit out there, but, you know, that doesn't throw some light. And I said, boy, maybe we should get the atomic lantern because it's supposed to throw 30 feet of light. Plus, if I ever walk up a 50-foot tower and drop it, it will survive. So I was talking to my wife. Yeah, boy, that atomic lantern is kind of very compact, too. You just lift it, and it lights up. So I was kind of talking about that. And then the third thing that I was looking at was the MicroTouch Solo Hair Clipper. Have you seen that? It's this really lightweight. You know, I've got a goatee, and it was showing because now everybody has either stubble or a beard. So obviously, the grooming products are becoming more popular than they would be before. And so there's this light touch thing. It's got a little micro light on it, and it's supposed to be very light to the touch, and it gets everything done. I'm like, boy, that really looks good for, you know, that's $24.99, but okay, it's a little more electric than the other things. So those were the kind of three things that I was always looking at going, boy, you know, those might be worth taking a dive in. But once again, I'm always a reluctant shopper. I have to be in the mood to buy something. I'm not an impulse buyer at all. So often I hem and haw on things, and then I go back to a store and it's gone, and I always kick myself for not buying it. So I'm not very impulsive when it comes to that. So here's a funny thing. I was talking to a friend of mine about this. We went to lunch. I come home that day. 2 hours later, I come home, and on the counter is a spin broom, atomic lantern, and the MicroTouch. My wife ordered all three. She is an impulse buyer. But she said, I just had to buy these because you're driving me crazy. Every time the commercial's on, you say how great those are, but you're not buying them. And I said, well, you know, I'm glad you did because I never would have made the plunge. And I have to say, I love my Hurricane spin broom. I use that thing every day, and I love my Hurricane spin broom. We have used my atomic lantern in the yard. It does as advertised. And I must say that I'm very impressed. I believe my goatee has been much more neatly trimmed over the last couple of weeks. It's been about a month now or so that I've had the MicroTouch, so I am happy with those. I never would have bought them, but I did. The other ones that have caught my eye, have you seen the sock slider? Have you seen that? It's like a shoehorn without the horn. I think it might be for people that either have a bad back or the elderly people. You put your sock on this contraption, you put your foot in the contraption, and you pull something, and your sock goes on your foot. It's amazing.
Only $24.99.
Hey, you know how much back surgery costs? I won't have to bend over to put my socks on anymore, Roger.
Three easy steps.
The sock slider. It's the cool. I don't know if it works in real life because it's only like this piece of plastic. But my gosh, does it look cool when they put the socks on the people?
See, that's the problem that your wife made for herself now. You kept bugging her
right.
about those three things. Right. And what did she finally do?
Yeah, she bought them.
She bought them. So now you can't bug her about those three things.
Right.
Now you have to find three new things to bug her about.
Well, there is.
You've got the sock slider.
The sock slider is one. Right. I'm very skeptical, but I'm wondering, somebody invented or discovered now that copper
mm-hmm.
is the new Teflon.
Right. So you want the red copper square?
The red. I like the red copper flip witch.
Okay.
And I love Kathy Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
that little chubby lady with the red hair.
Sure.
Who has all those. Did you ever see her make? She makes an apple pie
mm-hmm.
with a flip witch.
Yeah.
With two pieces of bread and some pie filling. She puts it in a flip witch. There's an apple pie. And then she makes. Then she got this other thing that makes an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. I when did we discover copper as the new Teflon?
Copper was discovered
right, but
billions
suddenly,
of years ago.
Right, but now suddenly copper is on every pan. There's the Gotham steel copper thing,
mm-hmm.
which is another brand. But she's got the red copper pans and the mm-hmm. flip witch, and I'm tempted to buy that because I really like a nonstick pan.
Now, don't forget, this is after we learned the healing properties of copper, because if you watch any sports
right.
network,
that's right.
everybody yeah. needs a copper
that's
knee
right.
brace or an elbow brace.
Well, hey, Dan makes a good point, because look at how many years the Statue of Liberty has held her arm with that book
yeah.
and that lantern. Isn't she made out of copper?
Yeah.
And I don't see any arthritis on her.
No.
And now apparently...
Well, she can't move now. She's been stuck like that forever.
But apparently, if it gets real hot,
mm-hmm.
you could fry an egg on the Statue of Liberty and it won't stick.
By the way, I might
She's made of copper.
I might have an alternative for you.
What's that?
I noticed there's a special.
On what?
Hillary Clinton Chia Pet.
Oh, nice.
Marked down.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my
1995
God.
1995.
To what?
$4.97.
Oh, wow. Isn't that? I think her book is that much, too. I think they lowered the price on that one. Wow. $4.95 for a Hillary Chia Pet.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, wouldn't you love to be, you know, the guy who stocked up on those? He's like, hey, the first woman president, these are going to run off the shelves. Honey, buy that boat. I just bought 700,000 Hillary Clinton Chia Pets. We're going to make $1 million in 10 minutes. As soon as she's elected, the next minute, we are going to be millionaires. Now he's selling them for $4.95.
But your red copper flip, which, by the way, is yeah. not on sale.
Oh, what's
it
that?
It is still for $19.99.
See, $19.95, I told you.
$99.
Oh, $99. I'll go 99.
All right.
Have you seen...
It's not $20.
Have you seen the Grab-It?
Yes.
The Grab-It.
We've got one at home. We didn't buy it from these guys. Bridget said because she... We got stuff higher up and she can't
right.
reach. And,
that's what it's for.
And especially it's this, when she was in the wheelchair.
It's this claw.
Right.
That helps you get stuff on a high shelf.
That's right.
Now, the thing that I'm impressed, now you're saying, now she was in a wheelchair, so that's
yeah.
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that impressed me about it, which has tempted me to buy a Grab-It.
What
they show on the commercials, if you drop a sock
mm-hmm.
in between your washer or dryer,
it'll reach it.
You because what are you going to do? It's always a pain to move. You, how many times you do that, which does happen quite often,
mm-hmm.
and you got to move your washer and dryer, and that's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the Grab-It, and it goes right in that little slit.
Yeah.
The Grab-It.
We use it all the time.
Do you really?
Yes.
Wow. So that is a viable product,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
And it's got a magnet on it to pick up your keys.
Well, we didn't get the one with the magnet.
We're cheap.
We're very cheap.
You're cheap.
We're very cheap.
When I
got it at Chulasco. So
hey, when I buy a Grab-It, I get top shelf.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I swing, baby.
See, this is why
I don't scrimp when it comes to Grab-Its.
No, this is the ultra model.
Yeah,
Grab-It is $24.99.
Ah, okay.
Ours was under. I think 15.
Now here's the scariest one that I'm fearing that people in my neighborhood may buy.
Uh-oh.
Laser Magic.
Yeah.
Those The new thing now is to project pictures on your house.
Yeah, but the laser one is actual laser beam.
I know. Well, there are three of them. There's the laser magic. There's the window wonderland.
Yeah.
And there's star shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read the reviews on those two because I almost made the call on the...
Oh, you were going to buy one?
I was going to buy one with the video.
Oh, yeah, right. That's winter. I think that's winter wonderwall.
Right.
What is it? And, window wonderland.
And I read the... I always read reviews. I always read reviews, and we're not getting it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Sorry. No offense to anyone who's
Well, I'm
one,
wondering but... about the clarity and how cheap it looks. It looks terrible on your house. Please, folks, don't buy that. At least if you don't live on my block. Well, the block over, that's fine, but please, not. I hope, I'm praying to God my next-door neighbors don't buy that.
This is the Laser FX, which is also marked down.
Oh,
from $29.95 to $19.95.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
That's the threshold.
It's the indoor laser light. Images rotate and strobe.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Just be looking at that thing in the strobe.
I know.
And you start going,
No laser magic. It's not even kitschy.
No.
I'm all for kitsch.
Right.
But that's not even kitsch. No. Now, here's the best one.
Which one?
And the scariest one.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen the blackout charcoal mask?
The blackout?
It's a charcoal paste that you put on your face
to take out
all of the blackheads and the pimples.
Yes,
in your face. And so you put this paste on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're going to be in a minstrel show.
Ew.
And it dries up, and then you peel it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at what is in your face.
It's my face.
Oh.
It peeled off my whole face.
Oh, well, I mean.
California charcoal.
It looks so gross, especially after you peel it off and they show. Now, I haven't bought this. And there was a thing a few years ago called Bore or something like that that was the same kind of premise, that it pulled out all the dirt and grime in your pores. Oh. And then the best one, best part two, in the charcoal brand.
Yeah.
Have you seen the charcoal teeth whitener?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah. So this is another paste that you put on your toothbrush. Oh, it's black charcoal. The idea is to whiten your teeth, but the best part is when you put it on, your teeth are black. And on the commercial, they have these people with black teeth brushing their teeth in order to whiten them.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm so tempted to at least try that.
No. No.
No.
I take away Elton Jim's credit card.
No, I know. No. But I have to say, my wife had made three good calls.
Yeah.
I love my spin broom.
There you go.
I'm loving my Atomic Lantern, and I'm loving my my Micro Touch Solo Hair Clipper.
You still got to get the bowl light.
Yeah.
It's marked down. Yeah. It's only $10.97.
Get the grab it.
You'll like the grab it. Trust me. You'll use it a lot more than you thought.
Oh. You don't want to know the way I'm going to use it, Roger. Jim Tirano filling in for Nick DiGilio here at WGN 720 AM. We'll be back after this. No switching.